Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Mike.
So something interesting is happening at the Wangs' home, right? What has happened? Things have gone missing.
That's right. Interesting and mysterious. If something is mysterious, it's a mystery. It's a question with no clear answers. And the question here is, who's been taking the stuff from their homes? Well, Dad lost his watch. Timmy can't find Jimmy's Christmas present.
Right. And then Paige can't find her pink sweater.
Yep.
Grandpa's missing his left slipper.
That's right.
The kids want to find out who the thief is.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, who do you think is the thief?
I know who the thief is.
Who? Is it you?
Well, it's the only person who's not missing something.
Mom? Is it Mrs. Wong?
Maybe it's Cheese the dog. Maybe Mom and Cheese are part of a huge gangster family.
A gangster family.
A gang. A mom and dog gang.
And why are they stealing these things?
I don't know. It's a bad idea. I don't really think it's Mom, but I don't know who it is. So we're going to have to read the dialogue to find out. Let's go find out. And we'll be back. Who is the thief?
Timmy and Paige are looking out for the thief. Jimmy is asleep.
Jimmy, wake up!
Aww, but it's not morning yet.
Do you see something moving? It must be the thief. It's Mr. Wilson's cat, Abu.
Let me take a picture of him.
Look, he's taking Grandpa's right slipper. Where is he going with it?
He's bringing it back to Mr. Wilson's house.
The Wongs are having breakfast.
We found the thief!
Who is it?
It's Mr. Wilson's cat. We even have a photo to prove it.
I see the cat, but I don't see him stealing. Do these things belong to you?
That's my sweater.
That's Jamie's present.
We're so sorry. It looks like Abu has a new hobby.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake. Woke. Woken. We have to wake up early tomorrow, so we should go to bed now. We have to wake up early tomorrow, so we should go to bed now. Right. Right. Billy held the baseball bat in his right hand. Billy held the baseball bat in his right hand. Belong. Belong. This book belongs to the teacher. I'm just borrowing it. This book belongs to the teacher. I'm just borrowing it. Hobby. Hobby. My uncle takes pictures as a hobby. My uncle takes pictures as a hobby.
All right, so let's set up our scenario, our situation, our scene. In other words, let's let you know what's going on. It says Timmy and Paige are looking out for the thief. Jimmy is asleep. That's right. At the end of the day one, at the end of yesterday's unit, they were planning to stay up all night because they were thinking, well, a thief will do his business at night. So we'll stay up and we'll catch them. But already one of them is asleep. Jimmy's like, he's having a nap.
Okay. So I think Paige sees something because she says, Jimmy, wake up.
Ah.
So here we see our first word power word for today, which is kind of a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. Wake up. W-A-K-E space U-P. Wake up.
And so, yes, Jimmy is going to have to wake up. He's asleep and he's supposed to be catching thieves. Wake up, Jimmy.
To wake up means to stop sleeping. For example, we have to wake up early tomorrow, so we should go to bed now. Again, we have to wake up early tomorrow, so we should go to bed now.
And so, yes, Jimmy does wake up, but he's not happy about that, he says. But it's not morning yet. He's kind of saying, let me continue sleeping. It's not morning yet. I shouldn't be waking up at this time.
I think he forgot what he was supposed to do, right?
I think he did, too. Yeah, sometimes when you're woken up in the middle of your sleep, you're just like, leave me alone. I just want to sleep more.
Actually, he should be staying awake so that he can catch the thief.
He should be part of the thief-catching team.
Okay, so Timmy tells Jimmy to pay attention to something, okay? Mm. He says, do you see something moving?
Ah, and Jimmy apparently does, or at least he thinks he does, because he says it must be the thief. If there's something moving at night, it must be the thief. It can't be anything else.
So Timmy knows the thief because he says it's Mr. Wilson's cat. Abu.
Oh.
So he can see the thief, and the thief isn't a person.
It's a cat?
And the cat's name is Abu, and it's Mr. Wilson's cat. So we don't know who Mr. Wilson is yet. But
why would a cat steal a present from under a Christmas tree?
Or what?
Or a pink sweater. This is a weird cat. But anyways, Paige, being the very smart one, the sort of one with the mind of a police officer, says, let me take a picture of him. If they have a picture, that will be evidence or proof that the cat is the thief.
Okay, and then it looks like they're still watching the cat.
Okay.
Abu, they're seeing what Abu is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And Timmy says, look, he's taking Grandpa's right slipper.
He really is. That's amazing. What a strange cat.
Okay, so we've come to our second word power word for today. Right. R-I-G-H-T. Right. It's an adjective. I write with my right hand. So when we talk about right as an adjective, we're talking about things that are on this side of your body. Right. For example, Billy held the baseball bat in his right hand. Billy held the baseball bat in his right hand.
Okay, well, Jimmy is wondering about this whole cat slipper thief thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, where is he going with it? Where is the cat going with the slipper? And we see that the cat jumps out of the window with the slipper in his mouth. So it isn't like a mistake or a little game. The cat really wants to take that slipper home with him.
He already took Grandpa's left slipper yesterday,
of course,
right?
Now he needs a matching pair.
Yeah, he needs two. Actually, he needs another pair. He needs four.
Oh, that's true. He's got four legs.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's giving it as a gift to his friend the ostrich.
Ah, maybe. Okay. So the children watch Abu, okay? And they see that he's walking towards Mr. Wilson's house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so Mr. Wilson is their neighbor.
That's right.
They live, you know, maybe beside, across from their house.
Yep.
Okay. Paige then says, he's bringing it back to Mr. Wilson's house.
So maybe it is a gang, but it's Mr. Wilson who's in charge, and Abu, who's the sort of criminal, right? The one he sends out to do his dirty work. Well, anyways, our scene or our scenario changes. It goes to the next day, and it says the Wongs are having breakfast, so it's the morning after they discovered who the thief is.
Okay, so Timmy, he's really excited because they solved the crime, right?
Yeah.
They know who the thief is.
Yeah.
So he tells his parents, we found the thief.
And of course, Mrs. Wong is very curious.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to know, who is it? So she says, who is it? Which is a good question.
Yeah.
And what does Paige tell her?
Well, Paige says, it's Mr. Wilson's cat.
Ah, okay.
So most people might not believe Is that all right?
It does sound kind of like a crazy story, mm-hmm. a cat stealing sweaters and watches. It's
exactly.
a little weird.
So Paige says, we even have a photo to prove it.
Bam.
So that's why she took a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because she needed to prove something.
That's
well,
right.
What does it mean to prove? Well, prove is a verb. And to prove something means to show that something is true by providing facts or information. Okay? So like we said, saying a thief is a cat might be quite hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
However, with a picture, that is proof, okay? And you are proving that that is true.
Absolutely.
What you're saying is true.
Absolutely. As Angeline explained there, prove is a verb. That's what you're doing mm-hmm. by showing something is true. And the facts, the evidence, the thing that you have, like the picture of the cat, that would be the proof, which is a noun, P-R-O-O-F. So you prove something that is true using proof. Well, Mr. Wong says, I see the cat, but I don't see him stealing. So he's kind of saying, well, your proof is kind of okay, because yes, the cat is in our house, it is mm-hmm. night, but he doesn't see the cat stealing anything. He doesn't see the cat actually taking anything
mm-hmm.
out of the house. So it's not quite proof.
It's not. It's just a picture of
a
cat. Mm-hmm. And then we saw the word stealing, right? Which
mm-hmm.
we talked about in our first episode.
Of course, yeah, to take something that is not yours. That is stealing,
mm-hmm.
all right? Of course, it is a crime.
Okay, so it looks like someone is at the door, okay? Because I think there's a knock or maybe somebody rang the doorbell.
The police?
Maybe.
Could be.
And Paige goes to open the door.
Uh-huh.
And all her other family members follow behind her.
And lo and behold, who's there? But it's Mr. Wilson, the neighbor next door whose cat, Abu, is the one they think is stealing from them. And he says, do these things belong to you? Oh, okay, I think we're getting to the end of our story, but first we have to check out this word power word, belong. B-E-L-O-N-G, belong. And if something belongs to you, that means it is yours. You own it, it is your property. If you buy something, then it belongs to you. If someone gives you something like a gift, then it belongs to you. If I want to use it, I can ask to borrow it, or I could steal it, but of course that would be wrong. But it's not mine, because it belongs to you. It's your thing. For example, this book belongs to the teacher, I'm just borrowing it. This book belongs to the teacher. I'm just borrowing it.
So do you remember Mr. Wilson? He's probably holding some
mm-hmm.
of the things up, the missing items.
That's right. He's brought them back to their
mm-hmm.
owners.
And Paige sees something that
mm-hmm.
belongs to her.
Oh,
and
good.
She remembers that that's hers.
Mm-hmm.
She says, that's my sweater.
Oh, that's right. Her
pink sweater.
Her pink sweater has
mm-hmm.
come back. And that's not the only thing they recognize that belongs to them. Timmy says, that's Jimmy's present. This is the present that was missing from under the tree,
mm-hmm.
the present that started all of this.
Okay, so Mrs. Wilson, who is Mr. Wilson's wife,
mm-hmm,
feels
mm-hmm.
bad about what has happened. And so she says, we're so sorry.
Yes, and
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Wilson also then says, it looks like Abu has a new hobby.
Uh-huh,
all right,
hobby.
It does sound like he has a hobby. Hobby is spelled H-O-B-B-Y, and it's our final word power word for today. And hobby, spelled H-O-B-B-Y, is our final word power word for today. It's a noun. What is a hobby? It's kind of like a pastime. It's something that you like to do in your free time, when you're relaxing, and you have a great interest in it. Hobbies often involve creating things, maybe doing things with your hands, like playing music, making models, baking, gardening, creating things out of your own imagination, watching TV, taking naps. That's not a hobby. That's maybe a pastime, but not a hobby. Hobbies are more interesting and more active. For example, my uncle takes pictures as a hobby. My uncle takes pictures as a hobby.
And finally, in our last picture,
uh-huh.
we see Abu.
Yes.
He has something in his mouth again.
Oh, no, he's not stealing things again,
and
is
it's
he?
Mrs. Wong's apron.
Her apron?
Yeah, you know, the thing that you wear when you want to cook. Like a looks kind of like a dress, sort of.
Good gosh.
Yeah.
This cat has a real problem. Well, hopefully they find a way to protect all of their things from Abu.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back after a very short break with a little bit of a fun game for you guys before we wrap up our Wong segment for another month. But we'll be back, as I said. So see you soon.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Angeline, I can't find my sweater. Have you seen it? I thought it was around here somewhere. Angeline, wake up. Hello, wake up.
I'm awake. I'm not sleeping.
Oh, yeah, but you're paying all your attention to the phone, not to me. I'm looking for my sweater.
Your sweater?
Have you seen my sweater?
Oh, this one? It's this, right? You're looking for this sweater, right?
No, that's a t-shirt. I'm looking for a sweater, you know, long sleeve, warm, you wear it in the winter. You know my red sweater, my favorite one, it's got the big hole in the side.
A hole? There's a hole in it.
Yeah, it's my favorite old sweater, okay?
Mike, I think you should just get a new one.
Well, I guess you're right, but I love that sweater, although it is kind of cold in the wintertime.
You could use this t-shirt for now.
I could, yeah. Well, thanks anyways. You get your phone back out and go back to sleep now, okay? And I'll just wrap this up.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'll just leave it to you.
We'll see you all very soon. And if you see my sweater, can you send it back to me, please? I really liked it.
But the whole...
I don't care.
Step by step.
Take a picture of somebody or something.
Guess what? I saw Dave Franco just now.
Did you take a picture of him?
Yes, I'll send it to you.
Who is it?
Guess the person in the picture.
I have no idea. Who is it?
It's her teacher when she was a little girl.
Who is the thief?
Timmy and Paige are looking out for the thief. Jimmy is asleep.
Jimmy, wake up!
Aww, but it's not morning yet.
Do you see something moving? It must be the thief. It's Mr. Wilson's cat, Abu.
Let me take a picture of him.
Look, he's taking Grandpa's right slipper. Where is he going with it?
He's bringing it back to Mr. Wilson's house.
The Wongs are having breakfast.
We found the thief.
Who is it?
It's Mr. Wilson's cat. We even have a photo to prove it.
I see the cat, but I don't see him stealing. Do these things belong to you?
That's my sweater.
That's Jamie's present.
We're so sorry. It looks like Abu has a new hobby.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake. Woke. Woken. We have to wake up early tomorrow, so we should go to bed now. We have to wake up early tomorrow, so we should go to bed now. Write. Write.Billy held the baseball bat in his right hand. Billy held the baseball bat in his right hand. Belong. Belong. This book belongs to the teacher. I'm just borrowing it. This book belongs to the teacher. I'm just borrowing it.Hobby, hobby. My uncle takes pictures as a hobby. My uncle takes pictures as a hobby.